You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our passage this morning, brothers, is from Genesis 49, verses 8 to 10. Judah, your brothers shall praise you, your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies, your father's sons shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub, from the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as a lioness, who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. As I mentioned yesterday, we're right now looking at the indications in the Old Testament of the coming of the Lord. This is actually the one of the earliest ones. It comes in Jacob's blessings on his sons, when he prays a blessing, but clearly that blessing is not just a kind of goodwill of God toward you, but there's also words to each tribe about what's in them and what's likely to happen with them. So there's a prophetic side to these blessings. It's interesting that Judah, your brothers shall praise you, your father's sons shall bow down before you. Just think, that's exactly what happened to Joseph, the dream that he had, that his brothers would bow before him, which they did for a time. But In a sense here, you might say the precedence is being transferred to Judah. It's now Judah before whom his brothers will bow down in the coming time, pointing to the precedence of Judah over the other brothers. And it says then, Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey you've gone up, he stooped down, crouched as a lion and as a lioness. This is a rather mixed blessing. He's a lion's cub, a lion, and a lioness. In various ways, and I think the idea is by the multiplication of the images to show the lion is sort of the fiercest of the animals, the one who is triumphant in battle, you might say. It's a symbol of victory. And so Judah will be a conquering tribe. And then In the key verse, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff between his feet. If we weren't clear up to this point, that's a reference to kingship. And so kingship will in a sense come to Judah, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples, the nations. Not only, in a sense, his brothers bowing before him, but there'll be a precedence for all the nations in some way. All this is given in just elusive kinds of phrases, you know, looking forward. But it clearly points to Christ. And when we look at Revelation 5, verse 5, it says, the lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered. Clear reference to this passage, that Christ himself is the lion. He's the heir. He's the one to whom it will come in his time. So we're looking here at one of these earliest passages about the promise of the Lord. I think as we consider it, let's recall that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, in a sense, a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's conquered, though, not in the way that earthly kings conquer. It's clear that Jesus came and rejected that role. I've not come to bring an earthly kingdom, he said. He didn't take up that role. His conquering is of our true enemies. He's conquered death by going through it. He's defeated the power of sin by purifying us. He's overcome the work of the evil one and claimed us back from him. Our true enemies have been overcome by the lion of the tribe of Judah. And as we consider this Advent season, let's lift our eyes to see the one who is now reigning at the right hand of the Father, the lion of the tribe of Judah.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.